Thank you, Mr. President. We take note of the oral report by Madam High Commissioner. My delegation reiterates its solidarity and sympathy with our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan who are now suffering another catastrophe, the earthquake. The Islamic Republic of Iran continues to stand with Afghanistan in their quest for peace, stability, human rights, and dignity, promotion and protection of all human rights, including the right for education for all citizens, including women and girls, are among the prime responsibilities of states and could not be denied. Mr. President, the long suffering people of Afghanistan deserve to live in peace, have a dignified life free from fear and from violence and terror of all sorts. Afghanistan can only thrive in an environment where an inclusive system of governance that credibly represents and fully respects the rights of different ethnic communities and various parts of society takes shape. The Afghans are the ones that could and should work together to achieve this essential goal. The international community, particularly Afghanistan's neighbors, need to help and assist Afghanistan to materialize this lofty mission, which is necessary for the country to become stable and be able to thrive. Thank you, Mr. President.